Fred Film Radio. I'm Matt McCucci from the 2016 Carlo Vivari International Film Festival, and more specifically from Future Frames. Fred Film Radio is actually media partners of the program this year. And I'm very pleased to be joined by one of this year's participants, Julia Furrer from Switzerland, and director of Julian. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
First question is, could you tell our listeners a little bit about your film, the story of your film?
It's actually about a man, Julian, a Canadian guy who ended up in Switzerland in the old train station from Zurich. And he was living there for 12 years. And because they were destroying the building, he had to reflecting about his life and rethink how he's going to order and structure his life again.
Okay, and where did the kind of inspiration for the story, for this film come from?
I just met him, actually. I saw him once passing by, and then something just told me he's special, he's kind of character, and I have to speak with him.
What is it that drew you to him in particular?
I mean, he just looked special, and it's a special place, you know, nobody was really living there, and I mostly went there to take pictures of the old trains and the old station, etc. And then he was just like passing by once, and I said to myself, Julia, why don't you just talk with him? This was mostly a feeling.
Yeah. Has the film screened here in Carlo Vivari yet?
No, it will be tonight.
Are you excited, looking forward to it?
Yeah, of course. Especially, it's always different how people are going to react. Different countries, different reactions. And as I experienced until now, it's really, they're really reacting and they're feeling the film. Yeah.
So where is it screened so far, the film?
Many places, actually, many countries. I've been screening at the Solothurn Film Tag in Switzerland, at the Cool Film Tag Winterthur in Switzerland, at the Little Festival in London, in the States. Also, it will be screened in Canada, so yeah, many places, actually.
Very good, very good. As part of Future Frames, are you enjoying the experience of being in this platform?
I mean, I have to say I'm really honored. I never thought that my film will be screened at a place like this, because I did actually everything by myself, and most of the films are technically better than mine, I would say, but it's like really, it touches me actually that also Julian has this platform where people can experience this special character.
What have you done so far as part of the Future Frames? I know that Felix von Groningen was the mentor this year. Can you tell us maybe of your experience so far here in Carlo Vivari?
I mean, first of all, I was very happy to see now half of the films that my other colleagues have been able to show. We had many inputs about financing, promotion of your film, also how to the relationship between producers and directors. That was really the focus until now. How you as a director, because most of all of us would like to go further in the career as a director, so how are you gonna exchange with your producer or choose your colleague?
It's quite a tricky thing to do.
Of course. Yeah, it really is. It really is.
Well, you kind of introduced my next question then. What is in store for the future? Are you working on anything right now? Is there anything else that you would like to talk about?
Actually, in September, I'm going to start my master in directing documentary film in Zurich. And right now, I'm doing some researches about a woman in South Morocco who is living since 10 years in a villa without running water nor electricity.
Oh, I see. And another question then. Do you see yourself in documentary, or would you also like to maybe try something in the fiction?
I would say my kind of work or how I do film is really into documentary. I mean, never say never, but I think like the coming years is really into documentary for me. Yeah.
Terrible question to ask, but is there anyone in particular that influences you as a filmmaker?
I think mostly I'm also inspired by pictures, actually. And there was this one film, it's called Cain's Children by Marcel Gereau. Mm-hmm. And it's about homeless people, maybe I'm wrong, in the Ukraine. But, and it's very touching because he's really close with his protagonist.
Yeah.
And that's what inspires me the most, is that when you see or watch a film and you can't feel like a border when you're really close.
Mm-hmm. So that's wonderful. That's great. Okay, well, thanks very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure getting to know you.
Thank you.
And best of luck with this gig.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.